Hey everybody, welcome to episode 69 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In this episode, Katie and I give you and ourselves strategies on being more productive and more focused. Oh my gosh, have we been so distracted lately and therefore getting nothing done. All right, let's get to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Katie. So we're sitting here in Starbucks about to have a conversation about productivity and how we're getting shit done nowadays.
Or not. That's kind of where I am. Or not getting shit done.
Doing a lot of stuff. This is my theme. Doing a lot of stuff and somehow getting nothing done.
Like how people always say you're really busy, but just because you're busy doesn't mean you're actually productive or getting anything done. Like that. I've been getting things done, but it's been very unorganized and inefficient lately.
Exactly. Same with me. Like I'm getting a lot of stuff done, but at the end of the day, it feels like I'm just like cleaning the same dishes and just sweeping the same floor. And I'm like not actually moving the needle.
So today we're going to talk about, you know, how we get out of this funk of productivity and being efficient with our time. So we're going to give you some, we're just going to kind of talk through where we're at right now as far as planning and goal setting goes and what we're going to do about it, because we just both decided we need to process this for ourselves.
And where there's a problem, there's always a solution. So we're about to find the solution in this podcast. So I'll go first and kind of where I'm at. I have a lot of balls in the air right now, just with like this new freelancing focus that I have and coaching and mom life and the house and that kind of stuff. So a lot of balls in the air. And I feel like during the day when I'm home with the girls, I'm very scatterbrained because I can get a couple things done as far as like the podcast and my freelancing goes. You know, I can do some social media stuff. I can think of ideas. So I can get some stuff I can multitask a little bit during the day, but I try to multitask a lot and it just leaves me feeling like I'm always doing everything.
I'll never forget when we went to Smart Success, they talked about doing like Tabless Thursday. I think of this like as my brain, but right, have you ever been at your computer where you've got multiple tabs open? And it's not like you can be on both screens at once. You have to toggle back and forth. And we consider that multitasking, but that's not really multitasking. We don't have three brains. You can only do one thing and then you switch and do the next thing. And I feel like that's kind of what you mean when you're just trying to get a lot of things done, but you're still not focused.
Yeah. And I mean, we only have so much energy that our brain can use. So we're burning all of this energy on toggling from task to task. And every task is getting done like a little bit at a time, yet we're burning way too much energy, like mental energy. I hope that makes sense.
Oh my gosh, 100%. That's the mental energy of what it takes to get things done. Like, or have you heard of Taskswell? You've got this big task in your head that's really not that big of a task, but you just keep thinking of all the things you have to get done because it just builds up in your brain. And it's really not that bad, but you're just wasting all this mental energy on it.
Yes. Whenever that happens with me, I'm like, okay, I'm getting overwhelmed by X, Y, and Z. So immediately I know to go to pen and paper and just like to say like, usually I do this whenever I need help from David. I'm like, okay, there's too much going on right now. I need to like ask David to take some of this off my plate. So I'll write everything down that I need to get done. And all of a sudden it seems more manageable because it's not that much stuff. It's not as much stuff as you're thinking it is because it's just like you said, it's just swelling up.
So you write things down, but how do you know, especially like right now with everything that you have going on, how do you prioritize like your tasks? Like how do you know what to focus on?
Well, during the day, I guess my two big focuses are number one, just being with the girls and obviously like changing diapers and making sure everyone gets fed and stuff. And I try to be present. You know, I've noticed that I've been on my phone a lot more lately because I can be and I have stuff to do on my phone. Like I said, social media and things like that. But it started bothering me how much I've been on my phone. So, you know, really focusing and being with Sammy while she plays and Penelope, but also like cleaning the house. that is way lower on my totem pole. Like, I don't care how much I get done during the day as far as that goes, but those are the two things I'm doing during the day, really. And then during nap time, of course, I told myself, like, I'm going to get stuff done for the podcast. I'm going to get stuff done for freelancing. But I've noticed that it's, like, the only time that I can really be alone with Penelope. And she's sleeping through the night, which is fantastic. So I used to be spending time in the middle of the night with just her. But during the lunchtime slash Sammy's nap, I want to just, like, be with her and not be working and not be being productive, essentially. So usually that's whenever I read 10 minutes of the Bible at each day, and that's usually when I do that, and then just kind of chill with Penelope. But what was your question?
That sounds kind of weird. Because you have so much going on throughout the day, how do you know where to focus? So, like, what are you when did you decide, like, before you can even decide when to get things done, what are you doing to help you decide what needs to get done?
So I have a very regimented to-do list that I follow very closely. And whenever I start to do something, I usually ask myself, can I do this when Sammy's awake? So when she's sleeping and or when Penelope's sleeping, I try to get the things done that I just need 100% focus, or it's something that they're going to, like, bug me. And if they're awake, then I'm not going to be able to get it done. Like, really anything at my computer, I can't really do when Sammy's awake because she wants to come and beat on my computer. She wants to sit in my lap. Like, I'm not going to be focused. So that's how I prioritize.
So it sounds like during the day is kind of hit or miss. It's things that are kind of low level focus, not busy work, but things that you can kind of, that aren't really high priority, but still need to get done. But you kind of can, they don't have a big deadline. So when are you working on the tasks that do require a lot of that mental focus?
So my hours of that, like, undivided focus time is 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. on the days that I don't coach. So I'm coaching, like, 2 to 3 mornings. So the other 2 to 3 mornings, I'm doing those 2 hours of, like, undivided attention generally at my computer. And then every night besides the day we record our podcast, and I also have a women's group that I do at night. So the other day, the other evenings from 7:30 to 9:30 is also my undivided attention. That's what I have in my mind, but to be honest, it's a little hit or miss. I'm still giving myself a little bit of leeway as far as sleeping in. Sometimes I just need extra sleep. So I'll sleep in some days, and then some nights it's like I don't get started until 8, or I end up having to feed Penelope at 9:15, so then I don't end up going back to work and, like, things like that. So things are always getting in the way, but I'm trying to, each day, each week, I'm trying to be more strict about those work hours.
Is that hard for you to not have the same routine every day? Like, I know for me, I struggle with the consistency because some days I'm up earlier to teach, some days I'm not. So that, I feel like that's kind of my struggle right now. But how do you keep that consistency, especially in the mornings?
Yeah, it's hard for me. I wish that all my mornings were the same and all my evenings were the same, but it's not realistic. You know, it's just not gonna, it's not gonna happen. I mean, specifically in the evenings, like, you and I record on Tuesdays, and then on Wednesdays I have my group. So by Thursday, I feel like I have so much stuff that I need to get done on Thursday nights, and I don't like that. But I also have to remember that, you know, just recording with you is so much fun, and it adds so much to just, like, me overall. And then same with my women's group, it makes me a better mom and wife, and those things are really important. Whereas I would prefer to, like, be more productive, but I need to be also worried about being a well-rounded person. So I just try to be as consistent as I can with the plan that I have written down. All right, so when are you getting your tasks done that take all of your energy?
So for a while there, I was really good about having a good bedtime routine, which set me up to wake up in the morning and get at least 30-minute chunk of my to-do list done before my workout. But I've noticed that just I've had a lot of things with my full-time job going on that have pushed into my evenings. I've picked up some nutrition clients, which have thrown off my evenings as well. And so that kind of just pushes everything back. And I've noticed that if I don't get to bed on time, I don't wake up in the mornings, or I wake up, but I have time for like a quick workout and that's it. So it just kind of throws off my whole day. So ideally, I'm waking up in the morning around 5 or so, working out from about 5:15 to 6:15, getting a good 30-minute chunk of work done after my workout while I drink some coffee before I get ready, and then the evenings. But so that's ideal. But right now it's been kind of getting stuff done during work, like kind of on my lunch hour. Again, I'm not in my own office anymore, so I'm out in open space and I am like squirrel 24/7. And so I'm talking to people. I've learned, like, because that was another option I tried, okay, over my lunch hour, I'm going to be super productive, but I can't isolate myself anymore. I mean, I guess I could, but I'm just not in that situation at work right now. And sometimes I don't even get a lunch. So I ran into that trouble too. I would say, okay, this is when I'm going to get things done. But then there'd be days where I wouldn't even get lunch. So, and I just can't plan for that. So yeah, it's definitely a struggle.
All right. So be honest. On most days, are you prioritizing work over working out, or does the workout always come before working?
This sounds kind of crazy, but so in the mornings, like for example, if I'm not able to get stuff done in the mornings and I only get like a 20, 30 minute workout in, a lot of times in the past I'll say, oh, I'll just lift in the afternoon, or I'll try to get a second workout in. And I know it sounds silly for people listening, but for me, like, that's my me time. And so I've been allowing myself to not, you know, be okay with that, not getting all my workouts in, to prioritize work. But I've kind of just been taking it day by day, which I realize I need a better plan, because day by day, sometimes I just need that mental release and I can't just focus on work. And I've noticed too, it's hard for me after work, because I've been talking to patients all day long. Again, a lot of mental energy. That for me to sit down and sit at a screen again right after work is hard. So the morning's really the best time for me, but it's hard.
Yeah, so you just said that the mornings are really the best time for you to be focused. That's how I am in the evenings. The evenings are the best time for me to, I just know, since David's home, because I didn't mention the mornings, David goes and works out at 5. So if by chance a baby would wake up, I would have to be on duty. So evenings, I know I truly, it's undivided. So that's the best time for me. You said mornings. Now that we kind of identify that, how do you make sure that you're going to get that done?
So for me, I have to block out the tasks that I need to do. So if I'm realistic and I know I'm only going to be able to get 30 minutes in the morning, then I need to identify, like, what is the most important thing that's going to create momentum for my day. So right now my focus is setting up my private practice. So I've found accountability with the people who are helping me get this all set up. So they've given me kind of lists. They give me lists of things to do weekly. So creating a schedule of what I need to get done each day of just a few things, because being realistic and knowing that I won't get everything done that I want to, but having like at least a couple things to just keep the needle moving just enough to keep me going.
Yeah, and just then you mentioned something that I think is so important, and that's having like a big picture exciting thing, at least for people like us, which we're big idea people. We do a lot of our goals because we think they're fun, right? So for me, I have to really keep that fun factor alive, or I just feel like I'm just like doing stuff. So just this morning, even Dave and I started talking about our 2-year plan, which as much as I like and love goal setting, Dave and I don't really do a lot of like long-term goal setting, which might sound crazy, but we just kind of like, let's do this. So we actually sat down, or we didn't. We were walking around the kitchen, of course, doing 100 things at the same time, having this conversation. But we started talking about like what we want to do to our house before we sell it, and what we, if we want to have more kids, and like things like that, like big, big things. And it gets me like so excited. And I'm like, okay, we like, if we want to do a kitchen remodel, where's that money going to come from? Okay, I need to do X, Y, and Z in my business. And like having those goals for me help me in day to day. I'm going to go work for 2 hours because these are the things that I want long term. You just reminded me of that, talking about your private practice, because I'm super excited for you. So blocking off time, getting back to the tip that you just shared, blocking off time and blocking off tasks even that you're going to accomplish really helps make sure that they're getting done.
So to break that down even more, so for me specifically, I can't just say I'm going to wake up and work on my private practice for 30 minutes. I have to say, okay, what exactly do I need to accomplish this week? So for example, last week it was, okay, finish the paperwork to get my NPI, which is like a number you have to have for insurance. Okay, call the people about liability insurance, like little tasks. And then I have to think, oh, wait, I can't call someone because that's in the morning. I can't get that done. Okay, so I need to move that. Maybe I can get that done on 10 minutes over my lunch break. So breaking it down that way, like very specific. Otherwise, I will get lost in email. I'll wake up, I'll make coffee, and then I'll kind of just scroll through social media and I'll think, oh, I need to set a post. Oh, I need to do that. And I get lost. And then before you know it, that time is up. So having really specific tasks, again, it takes planning for me the night before in order to make sure that it gets done in the morning. If I don't plan the night before, then it won't happen.
Yes, that's one of the things that I do during the day with Sammy and Penelope is I'll think, okay, tonight, what are like the three or four things I'm going to get done? Just like you said, like I'll be very specific. Okay, I'm going to respond to this person. Okay, I'm going to update this thing. Okay, I'm going to work on this client. It makes me way more productive in the evening. One thing that I'll find myself doing is like, let's say I'm working in the evening and Dave and I are talking and mentally, I'm like, oh, I need to go down and work. Sometimes I'll think, I've made this mistake where I'll think, oh, I'll just bring my computer up on the couch and David's holding Penelope and he's watching TV and I'll put my headphones in and I'll work. No. Fail every time.
The same thing happens to me. Joey, I'm always like, he'll be watching TV and I'll be saying I'll get something done and I'll pull up my computer and I will just have my computer open and stare at the TV like and get maybe two things done. Like it's just... And then I'm half back and forth. So I'm not even present enjoying like spending time with Joey. I'm like trying to work, but not. And then I'm not even knowing what's going on in the show. And I'm that person who's like, what'd they say? What's going on? So it's just annoying. Like you should be present in the time and really work smarter, not harder. It's just stupid. Something I've found that helps me on days where, like, for example, yesterday, I actually did have a big chunk of time, like a couple of hours where I wanted to get things done. But I know my brain does not work in, like, I cannot stay focused for 8 hours, aka why I'm squirrel at work. Like, I just can't stay focused for long. So what I do is I will set a timer. I'll put my phone on airplane mode and I'll set a timer. Okay, I'll say, these are the things that I need to get done today. You know, these are like priority. This is, if I get that done, great. Here's everything else. So I'll set a timer for either 30 to 45 minutes and work, focused for that amount of time. Once that timer goes off, I take a 15-minute break, whether that's to go on social media, to, I don't know, browse the internet, check my email, do something kind of mindless to break it up before I go back and focus, because otherwise you run into that again. Okay, I'm just going to work for 4 hours, but not actually get anything done.
I need to implement this again because to me, it's like, I don't want to waste that time. I don't want to waste 15 minutes when I only have 2 hours. Wait, pause. It sounds like, okay, so we're at Starbucks. It sounds like someone is clipping their nails. Do you hear that? What if someone was clipping their toenails?
Gross note. I was on a run on the canal a couple weeks ago when it was nice out and I was in a tank top and yesterday was a snowstorm. But I watched this man, he was picking his heels and it was the grossest thing I've ever seen. And he was just like barefoot, just picking his heels like he was sitting in his living room. It was, oh my gosh, I ran faster. Give me away.
I almost just spit latte everywhere because that is so gross. Okay. So yeah. I like hate the idea of taking a break when I'm working, but I know I get distracted. So like I am taking a break. So I need to implement this in my evening work sessions of like working for 35 minutes or something and taking a 10-minute break. And even if I tell myself 5-minute break, at least that's something.
I've been talking too with my business coaches, whatever you want to call them. And they talked to me a lot about environment, which really made me think like, I live in a 1-bedroom apartment and there's not a lot of space. And I've realized, like, sitting in the kitchen isn't a productive space for me. So, like, finding an environment that is makes you excited and focused, and it's bright, and it's, you know, there's not a lot of distractions, that can make a huge difference on your flow, on your workflow.
Yes. So, environment. David has, like, a monitor that he got from work, and a keyboard and a mouse, and they're nice, and you can hook a laptop up to them, and we have a desk in our bedroom that he will work. If he works from home, that's where he works, because it's the best space for Sammy not to know that he's home. But for me, I don't want to work in our bedroom. Like, number one, our bedroom's usually messy, so that's not going to work. The desk is usually messy. That's not going to work. And it's very cramped. Like, I've put way too much stuff in our bedroom. So, but we have a guest room, and there's a desk down there, and the guest room's always clean because no one's ever in there. And I like it because it's like, we just painted it, and I like the color and stuff like that. And that's where we record our podcast now. So David's been telling me, like, you should use the monitor. You should use the keyboard. You should use the mouse. And I'm like, honestly, I don't want to make a mess in the guest room and set up all this stuff. And I also don't want to be in the bedroom. So, like, my little laptop is fine. So that's how I totally agree with you on environment.
So we're in the process of trying to find somewhere else to live. Long story short, we would have had a 2-bedroom, but I dragged my feet and moved in with Joey last minute. So ideally, I'm just like praying it all works out that we can find a 2-bedroom, because I've already established, like, the second bedroom will be a guest bedroom / my office. And I just, like, oh my gosh, I feel like it would just make all the difference, like, in my mornings to have just, like, somewhere separate. I don't know why, just, like, have all my stuff in one space, organized, like, oh, I'm just fingers crossed, because that would be ideal. Ring light, you know, the whole setup.
Yeah, and then you could leave your stuff there, and it wouldn't be like you're constantly on the go, putting your laptop here, putting your laptop there. And that's a nice thing about, like, being an entrepreneur, is that you can work anywhere, but also there's a lot of distractions with that.
Right, like, Joey does not appreciate the island in the kitchen becoming my desk and stuff everywhere, because then I've put it away, or it stays out. It's like little things that you wouldn't think would be a big deal, but it's all these little tiny things that suck your energy and make it so much harder to get anything done.
So true. Okay, so I'm feeling better now that we've started talking through this. Let's end with one thing that we're each going to do to feel less scatterbrained and more focused while we do our work this week. Do you want to go first?
Yes, I am going to force myself to go to bed early and just keep reminding myself. For me, this is like a mental pep talk, but I'm going to remind myself of turn your stuff off, go to bed now, go to bed at 9:30, start winding down so I can actually be in bed by 9:30. Remind myself that I'm going to be so much more productive by going to bed now in the morning than staying up and trying to get things done. It's a cycle, and I need to break it and start getting back in those habits of routines, and not let that one, happen this night, so I'm just gonna let it ruin my whole week. It's like how people do with going on a diet, right? They say, oh well, I had this cookie, I guess I'm just gonna eat crap all day. Like, getting out of that mindset, don't let one day ruin the whole week.
Yes. Same with me. I just wrote myself a new, like, bedtime routine and morning routine so that I can be more consistent and be more focused. For me, it's stopping work at 9:30 so that I can wind down and get ready for bed so I can be in bed at 10. And then I'm waking up at 5 every day, and whether or not I'm coaching or I'm doing my, like, work from home stuff, I'm going to spend my first 15 minutes of being awake getting ready, drinking 16 ounces of water, because I want to focus a little bit back on that, and then also listening to personal development. So getting ready, drinking water, and listening to personal development for the first, like, 15 to 30 minutes of my day, that'll set me up for more focused time.
I'm going to steal that water tip, but that just reminded me, making sure you have that buffer. Like, I can't tell myself, like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 5, and, like, at 5:01, I'm going to be getting things done. Like, remind myself, no, like, if I want to be getting things done at 5, like, I need to wake up before 5 then. Like, being realistic with those buffers.
Yes. And right now I'm in the mental space of, like, I don't want to sleep. Like, I don't have enough time to sleep. But I know I have to remind myself that it's so important and that I'm going to have a shorter fuse throughout the day if I'm tired, and I'm not going to be focused at night if I didn't sleep enough. So I'm just continually reminding myself of that. Like, I need to be getting 7 hours at a minimum. So 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. have to be my sleep, especially when I have a newborn that's sleeping through the night. Like, I have to take advantage of that.
Well, we're on the same wavelength and schedule, so I think we're going to hold each other accountable. So if you guys feel like you need the accountability, send us a message. We actually have our Mindful March group still going on right now that I think we might keep going, or we always have some sort of Facebook group going for just accountability, support, brainstorm, all that good stuff.
Yeah, or just message us your phone number and we'll text you at 5 a.m. and tell you to get your butt off your bed.
It sounds so silly, but it works, especially when you have someone who's like kind of a stranger. Like, Paulina will text me in the morning and say, she can be a bad influence sometimes, though. She says, oh, going back to bed. And I will read that and I will go back to bed. But if you have someone who says, okay, I'm getting up, you're so much more likely to take after that.
All right, well, that is it for this episode. We're hoping that you guys learned something from our brain dump of how we need to be more focused and productive. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. We would love you forever if you do. And write us a review. Let us know what you think, as always. We will talk to you guys very soon. Bye.
Bye.